This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Picture this. It's 2010. And you just had the best moment of your life. You've taken your first improv class. And the next day, after that improv class, wait, is this 2010? Might be 2009. Somewhere around December or January 2009 or 10. You're just taking your first improv class on a Saturday. And at that first improv class, you had a great time. And also, you're wearing your Mardi Gras beads. Why? Because your favorite team is going to the NFC Championship for the very first time the next day. You take your first improv class and you have a great time. People are asking you, wow, dude, where did you take classes before? And you're feeling great because you haven't. You've never done this ever in your life. You leave that class riding on a high and you go home. And the next day you wake up. You lay on your living room floor with a big bowl of Fruity Pebbles and you watch the NFC Championship between your New Orleans Saints and the Minnesota Vikings. Quarterback on that team is none other than also Mississippi native Brett Favre, straight out of the kiln, Mississippi. You guys, you know, starts off kind of slow. Brett Favre's a legend. You know, he does what he does. But then you start to pull away. Darren Sharper, known bad man, goes crazy in the game. Jonathan Vilma, good guy, go crazy in the game. Other players go nuts in this game. And you beat them. You leave them waddling home, wobbling. Brett Favre don't know his ass from a hole in the ground after this game. You go into the Super Bowl to face the greatest quarterback of all time, Peyton Manning, and you beat him. For the first time in the history of your franchise since the year 1966, the year you were born, you have made it to the Super Bowl and you have won. Months go by. You're riding this high. You're continuing taking improv classes and you're just getting better and better and meeting friends and having a great time. And you're really enjoying this new phase in your life. And then, boom, all of a sudden, you start hearing news of something called Bounty Gate. It's like, well, that can't be a thing.
Carl, hey, man, great show or great practice today.
Thank you. Yeah, because I'm not doing shows yet, really.
You're like one of the hottest young new improvisers at Second City here in 2010.
Wow, man.
If it weren't for that kid from Ohio, I'd be saying you're like number one.
Who is that guy? That guy, I've heard about him. What's his name?
Oh, he's real handsome.
I think his name is like Craig Malort.
Yeah, Craig Malort. His family started that awful liquor from Chicago.
Hey, Carl, man. Oh, you're so fun in these classes. Aren't you like 54 right now?
Yeah, I'm pretty old, dude.
Man, oh,
but
man.
It's never too late to pick up a new.
Yeah,
it's never too late to pick up
a new. You're the best new improviser who's an old age man. Right? Well, one of them. If it weren't for Tony Pyle, I'd say you.
That feels like a Second City real.
Yeah, that's
right
a fucking. Yeah.
That's a real laugh. That laugh was a real laugh.
Yeah, Tony Pyle, we went to high school together.
Yeah.
Shout out Tony Pyle. But then these alerts keep coming up on your iPhone 3GS. And you're just wondering, like, what the hell is this? What are they talking about? They're saying that we hit them too hard? They're saying that we hit them too hard? And So you do more research, and it turns out that the Minnesota Vikings complained that the Saints were too physical in the football game. And so they did an investigation and found out that the coach gave a pizza party or two for good hits. Something that happens all the time in Little League football. I go to my friend Tony Pyle and I say, do you remember when we were playing Pee Wee with our leather helmets? And he's like, yeah, Carl, I totally do. And we would get, if you knock somebody's leather helmet off, you get a pizza party. You get to go to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza, a regional style pizza place. Next thing you know, it's like a pizza place, like Chuck E. Cheese kind of. Got an arcade, had a really good apple pie pizza. It's good stuff, dessert pizza.
Take your word for it.
It doesn't exist anymore. The whole building's not even there. Anyway, Mr. Gaddy's Pizza, Pascagoula, Mississippi, Highway 90. Anyway, doesn't matter because your defensive coordinator gets fired. And your coach, who just took one of the most laughing stock franchises in history in the NFL to a Super Bowl championship, gets suspended for a whole year. And all these players get fined and suspended and ruin their lives. And Darren Sharp is so mad that he starts sexually assaulting people.
That's why.
And it's all because of the damn Minnesota Vikings acting like a bunch of pansies. But replace the A and N with a U and S.
Not sure.
Because it's Minnesota Viking Day. Right here. Well, on Foosballs.
It's Minnesota Vikings Day. What? Casey, a rebuttal?
Wow. Yeah, what a terrible intro. Picture this.
Now, I don't really have a strong feeling about the Vikings. I'm sure you can tell. Go ahead. You got a picture of this? Go ahead. We
Casey
never had a guest.
Casey Faye joins us today.
Yeah. Thank you. No, I was just going to do the opposite side of it. So, okay. Picture this. It's 2010. You're already awesome at improv. Everybody knows you. Even places you don't even perform at, like Second City, they know you when you walk in the door. Probably because you rented the room for a rehearsal, because, you know, whatever. But anyway, picture that. 2010, you have a sketch class, actually, you're taking. You leave at halftime to go to watch this NFC Championship game. You think Brett Favre has always been a piece of shit, but this is the year he will turn it around. And he does, until you learn that the other team did something so illegal, so terrible, that it has changed the game of NFL football to this day. Their coach had, when the Packers were cheating, when the other teams were cheating, their coaches got maybe lost a draft pick, something like this. These guys had to not even be in the building for an entire year. How terrible must these guys be? And sure, maybe that's the old style. Maybe that's how they played it back in 1966 when my friends were just coming around. But we all know in the 2010s, the 2020s, that's not the football we want. We want to see action. So yes, Brett Favre threw an interception, which is what he probably would have done no matter what. But the whole rest of that game, they were trying to hurt him. A bounty they had, not just a pizza party, a bounty. I'm not talking about the HMS Bounty.
Bounty of pizza.
You talking about the quicker picker upper?
I'm talking about the quicker picker upper. I'm talking about if you got a stain on your shirt and you spray it with Bounty?
Yeah.
They got that? That's what I'm talking about. I don't know how you usually end these, but somewhere around there.
You say because it's something day.
Because it's Vikings once again getting shit on day.
All right, we're going to have to choose between the two potential episode titles.
All right. Oh, great. Love it.
Boo. Didn't
also,
like that one.
I also liked how you thought pansy wasn't offensive, but pussy you. Like, I would never say that.
There's a hard line in the sand that every man must draw.
Yeah. Not sure if that's the way I'd draw.
Oh, wait. Pansy is offensive?
I don't know. To me,
pansy's a flower.
Okay.
Ain't it?
I don't know.
Ain't a pansy a flower?
It is a flower. Yeah.
I don't really know. It just, to me, that feels just as bad.
Yeah.
Listen, man, we got Casey Faye in the house today, and it's not only Fuck the Vikings Day. That's the episode title. It is Casey's birthday.
That's right.
All right. It's Casey's
birthday.
That's right.
Birthday. Whenever you're watching or listening to this, it is right now is my birthday.
Yeah. We won't tell you the day because this is a front-loaded episode.
That's right.
because Kevin's getting married.
This comes out on the Super Bowl.
This comes out,
Kevin, you have to go through with it, because if this airs next week and something went wrong,
yeah.
So don't blow it between now and the wedding.
I'll try.
Casey,
yes.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, y'all. I'm excited to be here. Talk Vikings.
I currently am doing a fantasy baseball draft, but I think at this point I can go auto.
All right.
Who was your first pick?
My first pick, I took Corbin Carroll.
Nice. See, I had to pick 10th, so I didn't really have a crack at guys like him. But yeah, he's going to be awesome.
I missed. Well, see, here was the hard part. I missed out on Mookie, who was right before him. And then Freddie was two picks after him. But I was like, I think I got to go with my head and not my heart and take Corbin Carroll. And then I got Vlad Guerrero for the next pick.
I think for fantasy, Corbin might be better than all those guys.
Yeah.
Like, Mookie's probably a better real-life player, but in terms of, like, hitting home runs and stealing bases, Carroll's going to be awesome. I got Royce Lewis on my team.
Okay.
Does that mean anything to you? Follow the Twins
barely.
At all?
Barely. I mean, barely anything, but yes, no, I do recognize the name.
We went to a Twins game.
Went to a Twins game. Great seats.
Brixton is my favorite player on the Twins.
Buxton.
Yep.
Brixton is my favorite British skate brand.
Yeah. Okay.
Byron Buxton is my favorite player on the Twins. I got to knock off my target field off my list because Casey and I
went to
a very fun game.
So it was supposed to be a great field, right?
It was nice, yeah, because before we were in the Metrodome, which is where the Vikings used to always play too, which was terrible. The more the players talk about it, it sounded like it was just like a carpet thrown on top of cement. But the only fun thing is every once in a while a ball would get caught up in the white dome and the player couldn't find it. Usually on the other team, and then we get like a double that should have been a pop fly, and that's always kind of fun.
You know, old head Braves fans still are bitter about this. Do you know about this?
No, but I hate the Braves from my childhood, so I can understand.
But you guys beat us. Yeah. Why are you mad at me?
Because you came a couple of years. I think you were good for a little while.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I had a girlfriend like Chipper Jones when I was younger too, so I didn't like that much either.
He was likable. No, the Braves fans have a conspiracy theory that the Twins in the 91 World Series would blow the AC out towards the outfield when the Twins were up and in from the outfield when the Braves were up.
I think there's something about opening the doors. That is true. Because when you'd leave, my dad for a long time had Vikings season tickets. And so when you'd leave, they open up the doors and the wind is knocking you out.
Yeah,
people's hats would fall off and stuff. It was always a fun time. So yeah, I'm sure they did something like that.
Where was the Metro? Was it where the new stadium is? Was it where US Bank Stadium is?
It is where the football stadium is. Yeah, not where Target Field.
What used to be right there? Asked you this.
I don't know, because they built Target Center, which is where the Timberwolves play, and then once they built that, then they built Target Field right next to it. I bet it was just like highways and ramp parking and stuff. Yeah. I think.
Now, is Target better in Minnesota? We did not go to a Target when I was there.
That's true. It's Target Corporate, yeah. Target, Best Buy, 3M, General Mills, a lot of.
I have a cousin. The only time I've gone is because my cousin lives there. He worked at Target. His wife works at 3M. They really do. There's a big corporation there.
Big corporation. Everyone I went to college with works at Target Corporate right now. Shout out to all of you. You're holding it down.
They're all watching this. Corporation, they're huge fans of this.
I feel like the corporation that Jennifer Jason Leigh worked at in this season of Fargo was based on 3M. Or no, that was debt consolidation, so maybe not. Mm. But it just feels like anytime there's like a company in a TV show and it's like, we make everything, I'm like, that's supposed to be like 3M or Procter & Gamble, I feel like.
Yeah. The Targets, are they better there? Probably, I guess, because they go in the stores more to figure out how much of stuff they need. So they're closer, so they could probably get it quicker. But other than that, I don't know. For a long time, Rhea Bamford was the face of Target, and she's a Minnesotan too, so that was kind of cool.
Did Prince ever team up with them?
Prince never did, unfortunately.
Who are the other big Minnesotans?
Bob Dylan's huge.
Oh, huge.
Some people like, there's actually a lot of bands that people like, some of which I know, Semisonic, Closing Time.
Sure.
Those guys are there. But then there's cooler alt groups from that are older than me that people always like I don't even know the names of them, but if you like someone in their 50s who names a cool band,
the Alan Parsons Project,
something like that.
Abracadabra.
yeah
real deep Steve cut Miller, band, right? Like the Steve Miller band.
Mm-hmm. Alan Parsons Project. I messed up.
Let's talk Vikings.
Great.
Casey,
that's what I'm here for.
let's start with, well, let's also just start with your history as a football fan, yeah, as a player. Great.
Tell us, this is my coolest thing. This is one of my closest friends, and this is the coolest thing about him. Tell him, Casey, let him have it.
Oh, shit. I don't know what we're talking about, but I'll start about my football experience. Is that it?
He played against Joe Mauer.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, Joe Mauer is from, he's a Minnesota guy. My college roommate was his center. He was this great quarterback at Creighton Durham Hall. I played only though, I guess in college, I played football for 1 year in seventh grade because in Minnesota it's cold as hell.
I imagine.
The season starts in like October or whatever and goes to December. And so just getting, I was a wide receiver, catching the ball and just getting hit with the helmet on my hands in the cold for one year was like, this is not the sport for me. So I jumped back over to soccer. But then I walked on to my college football team because my friend got a scholarship as a D2 kicker and I had practiced with them a couple times kicking field goals and was pretty good at that. And then the tryout for my team, and I tried kickoffs one time with my friend and was terrible at them. I like never could do it, but I was like it's all extra points anyway. And so anyway, the tryout for the college team was to do a bunch of kickoffs in front of everybody.
Oh no.
And I had never done a good one, and so I was like, this is gonna go terrible. But I was so amped up that all these dudes, athletes, big football dudes were like watching me, that I actually did really good the very first time I ever did it. And so I made the team, and then every other week I got worse and worse. So I think I'm probably the worst kicker that's ever played college football because it was Division III and I was the third string. So that means that there's not many people that could be better than me and still on a college team. And so as the season went on, other people would try to get there when I was warming up and try to outkick me, like just like random linebackers
there
and stuff.
There could have been like a fifth string long snapper on like an NAIA team or something. But I bet, JUCO long snapper.
But I bet they were better than me. I would just kick off and then I'd go watch TRL in my dorm room after that instead of lifting weights or anything.
I've never asked you this. What was the practice process like for you? You kind of just mentioned it right there.
Yeah, I'd get there a little bit earlier, do kicks, and then we'd kick off to start practice. Our coach is also really weird. They won a bunch of national championships.
I remember you telling me about this.
And he has like the most wins in college football history, I think. But he, in his first or second year, lost a guy to the whole season but to injury in practice. So he always did non-contact practices. Always. His theory being that, like, especially Division III level, like, these guys know how to wrap up and tackle, and now they're going to want to hit so hard in games because they don't get to hit in practice.
Mm-hmm.
So
lost a guy like as in he died?
No, I think he just got injured for the season.
Oh.
No, yeah. But he just got so pissed that, and he also didn't really believe in stretching, so we would do like, he'd let the captains do whatever they want, so we'd have like a stretch where they'd be like, it's a beautiful day stretch, and you'd just like do whatever you want. Most people would like roll around on the ground going, it's a beautiful day, it's a beautiful day, and then we'd stand up and start practice.
This sounds like the BS high coach who like didn't make them run, and they were like, no one was going to complain that we didn't run.
Yeah, exactly.
Until the game, they're throwing up.
Is this St. John's?
Yep, St. John's University in Collegeville, Minnesota.
I might have brought this up. We talked about this. They put a kid in the NFL a couple years ago, a lineman, Brian Barch
That's right.
And if you haven't seen it,
what he eats to get to be a lineman.
Look up the clip. There's a great Ringer article about how much food linemen have to eat to stay fat even though they run all day. I might have talked about this before, but it's been one of the most fascinating articles. And they talk about guys from like Joe Thomas, who's like, you know, already shed all this weight after he retired because he no longer has to eat 7,000 calories a day, whose whole thing would be like, yeah, I'd come out of practice, they'd have a pizza for me in the locker room, I'd wolf that down, and then I'd go home and have dinner. Like, but Barch was like the other end of the spectrum of like, here's this kid at a D3 school who has no resources, and he's like had to concoct his own smoothie he has every morning that has eggs and grits and a bottle of Gatorade. Him and the sideline reporter at the combine try it together, and it's a great video to pull up.
Yep.
I saw a guy put fish in his smoothie the other day.
Woo.
And he was not playing. Like, I was like, this is some clickbait bullshit.
Right.
He was like, no. I don't like eating. It's hard for me to eat. So I figure if I just grind this stuff down so much.
Lean protein.
And he would put protein powder. He was like, it was like protein powder, two eggs, Fairlife milk, which is the milk I drink too. It's great stuff. Two pieces of fish, a piece of tilapia and another piece of fish, and then some oatmeal, some peanut butter, and then apple juice. And he was like, by the time it goes down, it just tastes like chocolate and apple juice. Like, you can't taste the fish. Mm. And I go, there's no fucking way. There's no way. I would throw up so much.
Yeah, he also lost me on, I don't like to eat. You know, that's not a problem I have.
I get it, though.
I get people like that. Some people are like, I don't like music either. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, those people are weird.
That's pretty much the smoothie they made Kendall drink at the end of Succession. Do you guys want to
see that? Yeah, that's right.
That's pretty
they're
much
like actually
that.
Fucking with him, you could tell.
Yeah.
They were like, yeah. That, it also reminds me of like sleepovers when I was a kid, and we'd put like a bunch of guys being like, let's put gross stuff together. Someone's got to drink it. And then no one would. The mom would wake up the next morning and be like, what the fuck did you do? Why'd you ruin all my mustards?
Buttermilk.
Yeah, exactly.
Dijon and fucking vanilla extract. Is all gone.
I get the thing about not liking it because right now, like with my workout regimen, I'm supposed to eat like 300 grams of protein a day, like between 250 and 300 grams of protein. Mm. And it is very hard to do
that
without eating trash.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like,
I don't like to eat.
Let me try to find this video.
I don't like to eat healthy. That's a whole different thing. But yeah, so then I played football. As I said, my dad had season tickets to Vikings when I was a kid. And so we were third row end zone. And then, he got rid of him the year before we drafted Moss.
Ah.
So we had him up until then. And then he was complaining because no one wanted to go to the games with him. It was usually just me. Couldn't find anyone else. And this is before there was a clear internet resale market. So we dropped him. And then we got Moss. That was very fun.
I've said this before. Moss is my favorite non-stealer of all time. Favorite
He's so
player
cool.
to watch. I still go back and watch his highlight reels. And be like, wait a second, he was on the fucking Niners at one point?
Yeah.
He did bounce around a lot at the end.
Yeah, Vegas.
But he was awesome.
Or the Raiders. Yeah, I still hate Joe Buck to this day because of how much he overreacted to a fake mooning in Green Bay. He freaked out so hard in Minnesota.
That is just disgusting.
Yeah.
I hate Joe Buck too.
Minnesota is, for the most part, they're pretty cool, but they are like... is anyone making fun of us? Okay, well, we can't have a bad person. You know, like, they just, like, overreact with that kind of dumb shit. So we got rid of him just because he, like, did a cool touchdown celebration.
And, like, 5 years later, I remember thinking, like, at that point, everyone's on roids. Like, the amount of shit people were doing at that point, and it was like, 5 years ago, we were throwing a shit fit because Randy Moss pantomimed pulling his pants down.
Yeah.
It was so ludicrous.
Ugh.
I think that's the low point of Joe Buck's career.
That or his TV show. Did you see the Artie Lang on his TV show episode?
Oh, no.
Artie Lang.
Was that when Artie Lang was talking about Sage Storm?
It's like he had one. I think there was only maybe one episode. Maybe there's two. But he had like HBO. He was supposed to be like the new HBO guy. He had like Joe Buck's show. And his first guest was like Artie Lang. And then he just destroyed the show, and maybe he got one more episode, but it was like pretty quickly.
He was trying to be like Bill Maher,
instantly canceled. I think he was trying to be like
Jim Rome,
like Bob Costas had a popular thing that was like more discussion based, and then
HBO. I like Bob Costas show.
Yeah,
you don't like him.
Here's my thing about Bob Costas.
No one's gonna hear.
Yeah, I don't really like him. My thing about Bob Costas. It's like he's not putting in the real work. He just shows up for the World Series in the Olympics. He doesn't know what the fuck's going on. I'd rather have some guy who's been watching all season than him come in and be like, George Springer, is that how you say it? It's like, no, he's a legit great player. You should know who he is.
Yeah. As a Minnesota fan, I'll relate this more. I'm now mostly Timberwolves is my biggest team. But when we always complain at the beginning of the season for not having enough national TV games because they don't respect us. And then when we get a national TV game, I'm like, these guys suck. I wish we had our regular guys.
Yeah.
Because we've had someone said Anthony Towns a whole game with Carl Anthony Towns this year. We had like one guy had just discovered Ann Edwards like in the middle of the game, you know? And so I was like, I get the national TV guys are famous or whatever, but they don't watch the games. Like, not like the guys who are grinding.
Yeah.
So I get your Bob Costas take. I'm coming around on it.
Also, way too many people do think that his name is Carl Anthony hyphen Towns instead of Carl Anthony Towns.
Correct.
I feel like there's still
Anthony
people...
is a last name?
No. It's Carl Anthony is his
Carl
first
Anthony,
name. Oh, that's what I thought.
But a lot of people still make the mistake. I bet that's why they're calling him Anthony Towns because they think it's like N. Caldwell Pope or Horton Tucker or all these other guys.
Yeah.
Carl Anthony.
Carl Anthony.
So,
you know, my name is Carl Anthony Tart.
Oh.
Is it really?
Fuck no.
Hi there, Anthony. But yeah, so a Vikings fan from there. And then another Vikings thing, I worked, my first job out of college was working at the Mall of America doing events as an event planner. And I was in charge of the Vikings pre-show. So they would film the pre-show at the Mall of America. And that was my job to like oversee it. Great job. I got to do like the last episode of one season. It was like, oh, they had like Dante Culpepper. They had like all the starters coming on the show. It was awesome. And then the summer before I took it all over, they had the sex boat scandal with Fred Smoot and everyone else on a, flew in some prostitutes to be on a boat on Lake Minnetonka, which is fine. The problem they did was they didn't rent the whole boat. So they had a sex prostitute party on a public boat with other just families and people like on vacation.
Duluth First Methodist.
So the whole season, everyone that came on the Vikings pre-show was like, it was Matt Burke, who was like the white center from Harvard, who's now a conservative guy running for something in Minnesota. And a kicker, like they'd get the punter.
Well, you guys did have that woke punter.
Yeah, he would show up. But it was like it really sucked that year because of the damn sex boat.
So that was the era, like pre Adrian Peterson.
Yep.
Slightly
still had Dante. So it was like after like the team that still had like enough good after Moss to continue for a few more years.
Culpepper had one unbelievable year.
What a guy,
man!
I still have this signed, because I was running the show. They gave me like this plaque at the end. And it's a signed picture. Dante Culpepper and Randy Moss at practice, but only Culpepper signed it. Mm. But I still have it, and my goal at some point in life is to get Randy to sign it too, so I can like tear it out and reframe it.
Yeah.
Because it's framed real nice right now, but it would be way cooler if they were both signing it.
So, but if he signs the frame with an Expo marker,
take it. Throw some tape on that.
Yeah,
right. Turn that into something. Yeah.
I mean, I remember because like. I think part of it was that I just loved wide receivers. Like as a kid, that was like the dream, even more than quarterback. Weirdly, because I could catch and not really throw that well, just like loved wide receivers. So the brief time around maybe like 98 where Moss and Chris Carter overlapped, and also weirdly like Larry Fitzgerald was a ball boy or whatever. Like to imagine like three of the 10 greatest wideouts ever just chilling on a regular basis was a legendary.
Jake
era.
Reed's there too, just hanging.
Yeah,
out.
He's not bad.
That was good. Yeah, no, that was it.
He probably thought he was better than the ball boy. He didn't realize he was wrong.
Yeah.
If you'd like to watch the video recording of this episode and check out some bonus shows with the guys, go to patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Well, this brings up an interesting, this is where we pick our Mount Rushmore for the team.
We try to guess
the Mount Rushmore, and then you will tell us what you think the actual Mount Rushmore is.
Okay, cool. So, this is four. We're thinking four people?
Four.
Great.
But then there's some slight leeway. We call it the Chernobyl Mount Rushmore, where it's grown a couple extra heads.
Okay, sure.
I don't think that actually happened in Chernobyl, but I just like making the joke. They just kind of, their skin fell off.
Right, we just think of tragedy and be like, it's
I'm
fun.
I'm thinking like Three Mile Island. Yeah. I'm thinking about the fish on the Simpsons, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. Three eyeballs, yep.
I thought about this while I was driving over here, Carl, and my weird thing was like, I thought I had it, but then I was like, these are all four offensive players, and I didn't have anyone on the defensive side of the ball, but...
I got one defensive player.
I'll say two people came to me instantly, one offense, one defense, in my head.
All right.
Who's the instant defense
I'll tell
player?
You.
Who's your defensive guy?
What's his name? From the 90s. Bald head black dude.
John Randall?
John Randall.
That was the one that instantly came
to me. Randall.
Yep.
John Randall but he's not my number one. I think Fran Tarkenton.
Franny Tarks.
Randy Moss. Adrian Peterson, John Randall.
All right. I would live with that too. I was thinking Chris Carter too, but in the interest of putting someone on the defensive side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got Toby Gerhart. You got a string of really mediocre RB2s. You got Matt Asiata and what's his name? Madison that's there now? Mm-hmm. Alexander Madison. No, yeah. That's our guess. Tarkenton, Moss, AP. Randall, would that be what you would do?
I would probably take AP out.
Really?
I think, yeah. I'd either go Carter because he just feels like more of like he
played pretty much his whole career there.
Chris Carter, yeah.
He played his coke-free years in Minnesota.
Okay.
That's like where he learned his lessons and kind of turned his life around.
Where did he play his coke-free years?
Philly, maybe? I don't know.
It's some Ohio State, probably.
Yeah, he was somewhere for a year or two and kind of like burned out, and then we tried him. Could be.
That's
I mean,
because I only know him as a Viking.
Yeah, the Herschel Walker trade could be on the top floor. We talk about it so much. The tough thing is, before my time, they were like the greatest defense. They went to like what, four Super Bowls, never won one, but
the Purple People Eaters. Yeah.
And so those like
who's the,
Jim Page, Carl Foreman, I think.
Page is a Hall of Famer, right?
Yeah, I think it's either him or Marshall. I think it's Page is also like in the Supreme Court of Minnesota too. Like he went and got like a lottery after, and so that's pretty impressive. But I would probably for my time, I would probably drop off AP and put in Carter. Although, I mean, we never had a great quarterback when I was around. We always had like great quarterbacks who were on the end of it. Mm-hmm. But it was Randall Cunningham. Was so fun.
Yes.
Yeah. That team, I might even pick almost if Gary Anderson would have made the kick against the Falcons, then that whole team would have probably been my top four.
'98.
Yeah, but I'll probably drop out. That'd be the one thing I'll do. I'll probably drop out Adrian Peterson. And part of that might be because we like lost him for a year and also running back just now, I don't think the value's there as much as what it actually was when he was at the time. But
yeah. And Peterson then went and did the Randy Moss late career bounce around a bunch of other teams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a Saint.
Yep.
He was like a Washington player, I believe, at one point. He bounced around a lot, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was that second Adrian Peterson, like on the Bears, who was also a running back that would always like confuse people in fantasy draft.
Yeah, if they didn't know what they were doing.
Adrian Peterson in the third?
Yeah, exactly.
Man, let's see. Okay. Let's talk about the quarterbacks from in the 90s.
Okay. Brad Johnson.
Warren Moon. Dante Culpepper.
Randy Cunningham. And then late, we also had Donovan McNabb, which would have been more recent, though. We've only had good quarterbacks of like other teams. But
yeah.
I was thinking about our whole division. I was like, because I was like, I'm actually feeling pretty good about the Vikings. I don't think we're in a rebuild. I know we don't got anyone great really coming in, but it feels like we're gonna draft a quarterback. And I was also like, the Bears have never had a good quarterback. They have some crazy stat, like no quarterback has ever thrown like 30 touchdowns or some. They have like something, you think of the best Bears of all time, and it's like those guys never even made the playoffs. Some of those teams, like obviously the 85 Bears were awesome, but so that franchise has always been bereft of talent, except for, you know, Detroit sucks and clearly must be poorly run because you can't be that bad for that long unless it's like a ownership, leadership on down position.
And until Stafford, they'd never really had a quarterback of note.
Yep. And so then it's just Packers who, I'm now at the point in my Vikings fandom where I hate the Packers more than I like the Vikings, if that makes sense. A Vikings win doesn't excite me as much as a Packers loss.
That's fair. That's a fair place to get. You know, I realize we're kind of doing an NFC North run. Last week we had the Bears, and next week is still Vikings, or next week is Packers?
No.
No. These guys, oh, that's
good.
Right. It's
get
Raiders.
Out of here. Get those Packers out of here. I hate the Packers. Because they, Wisconsin, to those of you listening in Wisconsin, maybe you got a great life. Maybe you live in Milwaukee or Madison. I've had some good times there in my drunken youth. But I think Wisconsin is a terrible place. And
what are the bad? Were we talking Eau Claire?
I'm talking Oshkosh. Just anywhere. I cross that border and I
Whitewater.
Just have a bad time. And they know it. So many of them move to Minnesota because, as we said, all those 3M, Target, Best Buy, General Mills, the list goes on of all the things that are there for you in Minnesota. So they come over to our state and then they fucking talk about how great their goddamn team is in your face. And for a long time they were, but I was like, well, then go back there.
Yeah.
Quit bringing that shit to me when it's awesome here. And of course it sucks to be there. So you're happy for your childhood.
How do you think I feel as a 26 year LA native where everybody comes here and talks shit about the city?
Exactly. Yes.
I will say I do enjoy Minneapolis. Between our escapades there and between my other tours that I've done there, it's always a great comedy audience. Mm-hmm. Number one. Number two, because we did Doughboys in
Bang Bang 2.
We did Bang Bang and Doughboys in Minneapolis. We've done shows at their local theater.
Yep, huge theater.
We have gone out there, had great times, met cool people. It's always fun every time we go.
And then just fly right on over Wisconsin and go somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's what people do. So I hate that. I do hate the Packers. So that's my thing. I'm now cheering for the Vikings, always do good, but more like my season is over once the Packers lose.
So you had a good Jordan Love playoff exit this year.
Yep.
Was that good for you that despite Jordan Love looking really good, then he got all their hopes up and then shit the bed in the most clutch moment?
Yeah, actually like that. I'd like them to continue on with someone because I think that's a better chance for them to be upset by it than having to keep restarting and maybe get someone good. I like that we're on the restart. And I think like we got a QB, like a bridge QB, they keep saying that, like every time they mention Sam Darnold, they say bridge QB. So it sounds like he's going to start like 8 games this year. If he does great, he gets more than that, but probably that's it. They paid him 1 year. And then you get to like actually get some, you know, hopefully someone young and awesome in there, which would be huge because we've never really done that.
Well, the big rumor that I'm hearing about the Vikings in the draft, and I think Ryan's a little more on top of this. We didn't even mention that Ryan's not here.
Oh, yeah, Ryan's not here.
For those of you who don't know, if you're like, man, Ryan's really sitting back and waiting to snipe something big later in this episode,
he's going to say, he's about to say some wild shit.
Yeah. You see him ready. You just keep waiting, picking a spot.
Blood red, though. He's fuming. He's about to say some wild shit to you, Casey. I don't know what you
Wisconsin
did.
Fan.
Yeah. I keep hearing that they're... Because all like happens in so many recent drafts, you start off thinking like, oh, the top couple guys are going to be quarterbacks. And then suddenly all these quarterbacks you used to hear about round 2, round 3 are picked in the top 10, 15.
Yeah.
So I'm hearing that they want to take J.J. McCarthy.
Cool.
I've been hearing some murmurs that we might try to get J.J. McCarthy.
That the Saints might.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I know nothing about these college kids, but I'm just like, take swings at it. Feels like that's the way to use that asset is... I think we got 2 first-round picks now, so...
So I'm a big Michigan fan.
Okay.
So I followed McCarthy the last few years. He has one of the highest winning percentages in college football history because I think they made the playoffs all 3 years. He was a starter.
Right. Harbaugh's cheating, yep.
Harbaugh was cheating. he threw some pizza parties.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, what was it? That kind of glazed over me. What was he doing?
You are not allowed... to have scouts watch your opponent's games in person.
Oh, okay.
So they had one scout, Connor Stallions, who was buying tickets to, like, Iowa games and stuff. And, you know, probably trying to, like, steal signs.
Sitting as close to them as
so that stealing signs, you can watch tape and do it. Like, it's not, like, it's literally not elite. It's like stealing signs in baseball. If you can do it from second base, it's fine, but you can't, like, set up cameras and little buzzers like the Astros did. So it's similar to that, but it's truly just, like, I think it's banned. You're banned from doing it in person because, like, smaller schools wouldn't have the budget to send guys to get. So Harbaugh claims to have had no knowledge of it. That's what it was.
Here's what I don't get. How hard is it to just get some random college kid who knows football really well to be like, hey, man, why don't you go to the away game?
That's what it seems like they did.
Though. Okay.
Like, yeah, I mean, yeah. So, so I like JJ. I mean, he brought up the first title since I was a kid to Michigan. I've said this a couple times. I don't know if I see him as being – the answer, or certainly like a guy to take in the top 10. But you know, he's surprisingly mobile. Like, he can run, he can also like scramble to set up a pass. It's not just like once the pocket breaks, he's going to take off in a panic. Mm-hmm. And he made a crazy throw against Ohio State that people have been pointing to a lot, where he like it just tucks it in so crazily behind this defender who's not looking. Right into the, but it reminds me of like in the day when they would show Russ throwing like a overhand full court bounce pass through a defender's leg.
Sure.
And it's like, yeah, that was cool.
How often?
But the reason
that?
The fact that he even tries that pass is probably why he has 6 turnovers.
Right,
you know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
Where it's like that. Yes, this one throw is really awesome by JJ, but it's not exactly his calling card. He's not. I don't know. I'd love it if he proved me wrong, but I'm a little down on him as an NFL player.
Yeah, I know nothing about college football, but I trust the current brain trust. I like our head coach. I think he's like an offensive guy too. So if he picks a quarterback, I'll kind of like trust that he'll have a decent.
Why am I blaming? Oh, it's O'Connor, right?
Yeah.
It's the guy who has this, pretty much the same name as the sports guy yeah, for the Ringer. And exactly. I
Kevin O'Connor?
Yeah.
Yeah, the O'Connell and O'Connor is the football coach and yes, O'Connor is the Ringer guy?
I think so, yeah.
It's hard to keep.
All right, yeah, just call him KOC for both of them.
Yeah. And their GM is Bill Simmons.
Yeah, exactly.
Bill Simpsons.
Yeah, I feel like I'm confident with whatever. And also just like, I don't know, feels like I've listened to a little draft stuff and it seems like they're smart about like where to put money and where to, you know, like I also love stealing ex-Packers who are pissed off at their team. That always is fun for me.
Yeah.
We've had some good experience with that. Even recently, earlier named Darren Sharper.
Well, also like you have a guy on the squad right now who could well find his way onto that Mount Rushmore.
Right. Yes. Oh,
Justin Jefferson.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Great.
Jay Jettis. He yep, is so good.
Yep.
LSU product.
22nd or so in the draft pick, and I believe he went right after two other wideouts who have not come close to the level of production that he's got to. He's just was banged up last year, and that's a bummer. I hate to see like players that good miss that much time. I mean, it's a bummer for fantasy owners too, because he was probably your first or second
first
or third pick.
Yeah,
I don't know the NFL does it as much as the NBA, but do they kind of like soft play some of those injuries when your team is like maybe not have it this year, you know, like once Kirk goes out, are they
absolutely
a little bit more like, okay, like I know you still want to get your numbers, but like that worries me less of like guys who have injury seasons when it's like, yeah, but their team is bad. Like,
yeah, I don't think it's like, I'm not even saying Jefferson's like an injury concern going right forward. I just was bummed that he had to miss time because
yeah, you didn't get
he's
to see
a
him
guy who any given year, if he played a full slate, could threaten the record for catches for yep, yards, certainly. And then, you know, Thielen, Adam Thielen, it seemed like he was he a fan favorite, but also he went to Minnesota State or Minnesota Western or something?
Minnesota
some
State.
Some little tiny
and,
D2 thing.
And played high school at Recorey, I think,
so
which
he's
is like
Minnesota
a small school
bone
from central Minnesota. Yeah. Yeah, so he was very popular.
But he looked like he was cooked. They let him go, and then he had a pretty decent season for the Panthers.
Yeah. I mean, with what they had going on that offense, he still did pretty well.
Yeah. But the Vikings were also able to replace him with a guy who had a pretty darn good year in Jordan Addison.
Mm-hmm. But they let him go this year, right?
No.
Who did they let go?
They let
Madison? There's another guy,
yeah,
Madison.
Yeah. Yeah. Addison okay was a rookie, so I doubt he's
going to still.
Yeah, they let their third string guy
Addison,
go to, where'd he go? Somewhere else.
Oh, Osborne?
Yeah.
Yeah. But Addison was an interesting guy because he was a beast at Pitt with Kenny Pickett. And then Pickett left, and Addison was like, fuck this, and transferred to USC for a year. So he played with Caleb and Kenny Pickett.
Wow.
So, like, he had an interesting college career and then had a pretty good rookie year. I think really did some damage against me in the fantasy playoffs because he had, like, a monster touch. I was like, I just need him to not, and then as I'm saying it, like a 70-yard touchdown. But Kirk Cousins is gone. We haven't mentioned.
Yeah, that's the big thing. Yeah, I feel like if that Netflix show never came out, Minnesota would have a much different opinion on him. I think people are a little bit bummed, but once he wanted 3 years like guaranteed money, I think everyone kind of got it. Like that's probably not a good move. And God bless him and his management team,
his
for
agent, good
getting
God
money after money after, like his contracts have been wild. But yeah, again, like we didn't have that. I mean, we won a game last year 3-0. You know, so like we don't really need, I think, like the perfect quarterback. We just need like what kind of Kirk Cousins. I think Kirk Cousins with that team last year, I think we only got blown out of two games all year, and there are the last two games of the season when we were basically out of it.
When Dobbs' magic had worn off.
I think we had eight losses by like 7 points or less all last season. So like I think if Kirk was in there last year, two things. One, I think we would have had a much better season, obviously. So maybe we would have got paid. Maybe we would feel like we almost had to pay him, depending on what we would have done with him. But I think that injury happening, and then if that Netflix didn't happen, I don't think anyone would want Kirk back. But that Netflix show, he was like such a wiener in like a charming way, just like talking about acapella groups and his little trophy room, and also just like Minnesota. He's a Midwest guy. He's not that fancy. He's got like,
yeah,
you know, his wife picks out his clothes. That's like the most creative thing about him.
He played at Michigan State. Is he from? He must be from.
From Michigan, I think. Yeah, because yeah, he's like he digs. I think his big house, and it's like a big house for
the Midwest, but it's not like
for East Lansing.
When you cut to the Mahomes building his house, you know, it's like that was the story that I think most football fans were able to like connect. And also, again, Minnesota, he's a white guy. And I'm sure that has something to do with.
Oh, yeah. When I asked if Adam Thielen was a fan favorite, yeah, exactly. I feel like there was an undertone there.
I didn't say nothing. But I remember the talk.
Did they love
Adam
Cole
Thielen?
Beasley up in Buffalo?
Yeah. Adam Thielen. He was really good, too.
Yeah.
It always makes it worse when they're actually good.
Running those routes. He's really just doing the job perfect.
Real grinder, real precise.
Yeah, he's going to put in all the work. He doesn't have the athletic ability of some of these guys. Yeah. We don't know who those some of these guys are we're talking about. But
I wonder with like the Kirk Cousins house, because the pro athlete from my hometown of most note in the last 30 years is NBA weird shot legend Kevin Martin.
Oh yeah,
of the Kings,
Timberwolves a little bit, yeah,
and the Rockets. He was in the Chris Paul trade.
Mm-hmm.
What town are you actually from?
Zanesville, Ohio.
Okay,
Zanesville.
So we also had a baseball player, two baseball players named Jay Payton and Kurt Abbott. I believe Dan Patrick is from there too.
Yeah. Okay, that's big.
But Kmart, like I think my dad even like taught him in middle school, but he played for ZHS, which had a really good team in like the 90s and early 2000s. It was like national. It was really weird. They just were like on a national radar of basketball randomly for a few years.
Kevin Martin, that'll do it. That'll happen.
And, but the funny thing is, like, he famously, like, came back and bought a house. He made decent money during his career and, like, bought a big, crazy house and pimped it out at Zanesville, and then a couple years ago put it on the market. And it's just funny to see, like, the athlete who buys his house, and it's like, no one around here can afford this.
Yeah.
Like, who's going to buy the house with, like, a big KM gate on the driveway? The funny thing people always talk about was he had a heated driveway, so he didn't have to shovel snow.
Cool.
And, like, literally, like, a basketball court and all, like, an indoor bat. And I was like, who's going to buy that? A dentist? We don't have rich people.
Like, yeah, in Minnesota, they just trade. So, like, when D'Lo will, like, come to the Lakers, then, like, whoever, like, the new Timberwolf will, like, buy his house. Or, like, same thing with Vikings. Like, I'm trying to think, someone bought KG's house when he left, or maybe he still has it, but it's just like, you're also in this kind of, you're probably going to be here for a couple
it's
years.
Like hermit crabs. It's like Jimmy Butler lived here, then Zach LaVine lived here, then Derrick Rose.
What area do they all live in?
They live near Lake Minnetonka, which is like a...
We didn't go there, huh?
No.
It's a sex boat lake.
It's like a...
Lake Smoot.
It's like near, it's very near Minneapolis and St. Paul, so it's like cool for like, you don't have to drive very far. But then it's also like this huge lake with like very fancy, nice homes on it. And then there's also like a nightlife, so you can like boat to these like clubs, Minnesota versions of clubs.
Yeah.
But like when I was there last time, Chris Humphries was hanging out because he's an Edina kid who's kind of from that area too, a former Kim Kardashian.
Minnesota U.
Yep. U of M, yep. So that's where most like the football hockey guys live. I wonder if the basketball guys if they're also in like pulled to that, or if they kind of
stay downtown and so they can use the skyways, right?
Yeah, the younger guys are the guys who are coming in. Like if we sign someone for like a 10-day in the NBA or something, they'll be in the skyway probably that whole time. Or
now the Wild are pretty new, one of the newest NHL franchises. They've not won a title, have they? I can't imagine.
No.
So the last title for Minnesota was like Kirby Puckett.
The Lynx were dominant for a long time.
Oh.
The Lynx were right. The Lynx had the city by the grip. I was like, what did they have the city by? they're gripping them. The Lynx I think won like 3 in 4 years or something like that.
Wow.
Simone
Augustus. They're going to retire jersey this year, I think, maybe do a statue. But also Lindsey Whalen, who is a Minnesota player who went to University of Minnesota, then came back and played on those teams as well.
Cool.
And they had some other people. But yeah, that's the big one. So it can be done, but for on the male side, yeah, it hasn't been anything.
It's like
for
the Twins had one in 91 and like 87
and 91. You nailed them. Yep, those are the ones. Yep.
They never got one in like the Harmon Killebrew day. Rob Carew.
Nah.
Because the Vikings haven't gotten there. The Wolves. What's the closest the Wolves have come? Like KG first era.
KG. No, but they've only won a playoff series one time. But that series, they beat the Kings. I think in game 7, Sam Cassell hits a big shot, celebrates by showing that he's got big balls. He did a big balls celebration that's still famous to this day. While doing it, tore part of his hamstring or something.
Oh yeah, because he was hopping up.
Because he was hopping to show his big balls, and so then he was an all-star that year. He was our second best player.
He's a great defender.
And so then we couldn't go against the Lakers, who then beat us relatively easy, and then lost to the Pistons. But we all, of course, say that if he was healthy, we for sure would have beat that Lakers team. And then I think we matched up pretty good against that Pistons team that didn't have a lot of offense.
Because that was the Lakers team with like Karl Malone's old ass and Gary Payton's old ass.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, listen, as far as the Vikings go, the Minnesota Timberwolves, as of late, the way they've been playing without Cat, I think they got a good chance this year.
Me too.
I think they got a good chance.
The thing of having these like two, we don't call them twin towers anymore when there's two really good centers on a team.
We can call them twin towers.
They're too big. The dual bigs.
Yeah. Is there a new thing that's the two big things standing next to each other anywhere in the world?
Yeah. What is that?
That thing in Dubai. We call them that thing in Dubai.
Yeah. The Burj Khalifa.
Not the Burj Khalifa, but there's like a building that has like two big towers.
Yeah, the Fast and Furious drove a car from one to the other, I believe.
The Fast and Furious towers. You got two Fast and Furious towers out there.
The thing is, like, it sucks to lose your star, but you still have a great center. So it's not like there's a gaping. And plus, Naz Reid is the best third string big on any team in the league.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, for sure.
Naz would be a starting center on a lot of teams in the league. So
he would get meaningful minutes on the Clippers.
Oof.
Yeah. I do believe that he is better than Daniel Tice and Mason Plumlee.
I think that's fair to say. Although, yeah, Plumlee does some stuff good. But yeah,
Plumlee does some stuff good.
Yeah. But
definitely better than Daniel Tice.
Yeah. Aww. This is the only team that I've ever followed that is like eight guys deep that would play on any team. And we've never had that. Like, usually the guys we sign for the end of our bench are like, oh, this guy was good on a team 4 years ago. You know, and we actually have eight guys who all can play defense. So while I liked D-Lo, he was fun. It was a good time. When we played him, he like just didn't play defense. And so that's tough to build a defense around when he wasn't good. And then Cat wasn't that good as well. But now when you get rid of one or two guys that don't play defense and everyone plays defense, it is such a different team. So I think we got a shot at, I mean, we haven't lost any, we've been blown out, I think, once or twice all year. And it was like a back-to-back game against Phoenix Suns.
I'm curious.
In every game.
I'm curious because I think Rudy is like fine, but out for a game or two. I believe Kyle Anderson is starting at center against Nikola Jokic as we speak. And I'm really curious how that's going.
Yeah. But. Yeah, that happened. We were without our top three centers for that game. We were without Kat.
Oh, did that already? That was yesterday?
Yeah, Kat, Rudy, and Naz were all out for
how
it.
Did you do? How'd Slow-Mo do?
Well, we had a buzzer beater to tie the game. We missed it, so we lost by 3 points.
And Jokic didn't put up like 50?
He did. He put up 30 something, but he only had two assists.
So pretty damn good job then.
Right. They just didn't make him pass. So, so we're in the mix. It's a fun team.
I love McDaniels.
Yeah, he's having a tough year, but he always plays defense.
That's what he's there for.
Yep.
I'm fine with the Timberwolves. You know, they've dissed the Clippers quite a bit this year. You know, some jeering coming from that Minnesota side. It's fine. It's totally fine. The Minnesota Vikings can go to the fiery pits of the bottom of the porta potty in hell.
Wow.
Didn't you have one of the Dobbs games this year? This wasn't one of the two games that Josh Dobbs, that was the quarterback we had that
he beat us.
One of them was against y'all. Ooh.
He beat us. Now we sucked this year and you know. I can't call him out anymore because we are friends, as I always say on the show, me and Dennis Allen. But, you know, it was some decisions that I disagreed with. But, you know, overall, Vikings can go to hell. That's how I feel.
Sure.
I ain't changing it.
Yeah.
Do you follow?
Until my son plays for him.
Do you follow the Golden Gophers at all?
Yeah. Football?
Anything.
I love basketball a little bit. My dad is a big Golden Gophers fan. So if I'm home, the Gophers are always on TV.
There was a little bit of a Gophers to Clippers pipeline in that there were two Coffey guys.
Yeah.
And Daniel Oturu.
Oturu, who did not pan out.
Who's Kevin McHale's Minnesota, right? That's like the big Minnesota basketball player ever, right? Is there?
Yeah, Kevin.
He
McHale.
Coached those Lynx teams, right?
No, he didn't. He coached
those teams. Bill Laimbeer. One of those.
No, he put
one of those big 80s.
He coached the Pistons women. I forget that name of the team, the Mystics or something.
No, Detroit. The Detroit. No,
sadly, they are called the Pistons women.
The Detroit Pistons women.
Both words plural.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Pistons women.
Pistons women.
I think Kevin McHale, the only coaching he did was for the Houston Rockets. He wanted to be a GM, but everyone's like, "You're actually a good coach." He's like, "I know, but I don't want to work that hard," and which is a sign that you're going to be a bad GM if you take that job. But yeah, he's the big Minnesota basketball star. When he played, he was on a bunch of teams that were really good. There's another dude. I should know who it is, but he's retired up in the rafters as well. David Thompson, maybe Clay Thompson's dad, I think. Michael Thompson.
Yeah, Michael
Thompson.
Right.
Yes, Michael Thompson played in Minnesota. Yeah.
With him. They're both.
And he's on Lakers radio all the time. I love
talking
listening to
shit.
Michael
Yeah.
I like Michael Thompson because he's like the antidote to the stereotypical like old head. Like when Zion threw that windmill dunk down on the Suns when time was expiring. And I love Michael Thompson. Just like, I hate when guys do that. Because it reminds me of my own physical limitations. And I was like, yeah, I love Michael Thompson.
Yeah, he's funny. He's got that Barbasian accent or Bajan or whatever. So he's like, I was watching the game and I sat down with my cashews and Coke and I loved it. He talks a lot of shit about the Clippers, though. So
they're also just like, do you think the fans are going to boo Clay tonight? And he's like, they should. But nothing will top. I was watching a Hornets game a few years ago. They have that play-by-play guy who's fucking incredible. I'm blanking on his name, but then color was Del Curry at the time.
Yeah,
and they had a trivia question, and that Del got it wrong, and the answer was Steph. And he was like, it was like about players who had led the nation in scoring in college that were currently in the NBA, and he guessed Trae Young, which I would have guessed too.
Yeah,
and then someone else that is like, no, the answer is your son, and Garrison Matthews, Gary Bird.
Wow.
All right, Casey, any final thoughts on those pieces of shit in purple?
I'm realizing if anyone's going to come for me on my Mount Rushmore, Ahmad Rashad was also a Viking. I don't know if he was a great player, but he's had quite a career.
He didn't play that long, did he? He played for a decent amount of time, but he was like, it wasn't like the other guys that you
know. No, not at all. I just think of him more as like, he got to interview Michael Jordan so much.
He got to play in the NBA.
Yeah.
They've had a lot of great wideouts.
Do you think they would ever do a stunt like that again in the league? They don't need to anymore.
They did Mark Curry too, right? Remember, he didn't play an actual game.
He didn't play an actual
summer
game.
League thing.
Yeah.
Did Ahmad Rashad get to play in an actual game?
Ahmad Rashad got to play in it was an exhibition.
Okay, yeah.
It was another exhibition. It was a preseason game.
I bet they'll do more of that. Why not?
But he got he was old at the time. He was in his 40s.
Yeah.
He got to play for the Philadelphia 76ers in like 1988 or something.
That's what
I'm
we should be using.
I'm a sucker for all
for.
Of it.
Yeah.
I want to see Tim Tebow in spring training.
Yeah.
I want to see J. Cole playing in wherever he...
Absolutely.
Where did J. Cole play?
Somewhere. Somewhere.
Is it in Africa?
Small
league.
School of Hard Knocks. Yeah, taught himself.
Like, I want to see stunt...
Yeah.
Roster decisions. I like it.
Yeah, especially when the games don't matter. And in basketball, there's a lot of those. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Adam Silver's trying to grapple with this. It's like, we now 14 of 15 teams make the playoffs, but guys are sitting out. Hey, why?
Yeah.
It's like, stop adding teams to the playoffs. The regular season does not matter.
I know. Vikings, I think those are mostly my takes. I really still hate the Packers. Carl's team cheated us. The nice thing is Brett Favre, now the more we learn that he's a terrible human being, stealing from kids or something, whatever he did. People won't remember him as a Viking. They'll remember him as a Packer, which is also good. And I feel pretty good. I feel good moving forward. And yeah, this is the start of a great thing for the Timberwolves, which is be on the lookout for that. We just got new ownership, and again, I've learned so much from having 2 years of new owners that it's like, oh, that's everything.
And they got in the guy, the GM from the Nuggets, right?
Yeah, but it's like everything's from the top down. Like if your team has sucked for a long time, it's your owners.
Pirates.
Like the Minnesota kept doing it. Because again, we didn't have to be for the Vikings. They didn't have to be that good, especially to make money. Like they're making money no matter what. That team is so loved. There's also like. The Dakotas don't have a team. Iowa doesn't have a team. Nebraska doesn't have a team. Like, there's so many states around us that just, like, become Vikings fans, too.
I mean, I'm sure all the basketball fans in, like, Calgary and shit are rooting for that.
But so, like, the Vikings forever have just made a bunch of money by being, like, okay, because they don't have to be that good. So they just kind of, like, hire the same old friends, I think, the country club buddies. And now it seems to me like they had a shakeup, too. So I kind of like this team. I like who's in charge, and I'm feeling good about it.
Oh, let me ask you this. Say they draft a guy who busts, mm-hmm. or they don't draft a guy and they roll with Darnold.
Bust.
He busts.
I busted, dude.
They get, after they do the Wonderlic and the 40-yard dash, they do the try not to bust challenge.
Right, yep.
And ooh, the quarterback
busts.
That's
why I didn't play football right there. They, that's the real reason.
They should put all the combine guys through a try not to come game.
That's the only one that Marvin Harrison Jr. agrees yeah. to do. He's like, I won't do anything else. We've yeah. got, but I want to prove to you.
We've got Mel Kiper Jr. and Lisa Ann here today. So say they're still in need of a QB next year.
Yeah.
Would you take Aaron Rodgers in that he would be doing the same Favre-esque trajectory yeah. of Packers to Jets Ugh. To Vikings?
God, I probably would. Maybe not next year, because it's too after that injury. You can't at that point. But I would take some. Yeah, I'd take some old washed up guy for 2 years, yeah. just because that's like the best we've ever had. Like, yeah, Warren Moon was awesome.
McNabb,
Warren Moon.
McNabb wasn't that good. I don't
Hamilton
think
High School good. Alumnus.
Yeah. Loved it. He was the best.
My name is a couple of spots down from his on the notable alumni list.
Right now.
It's me and Warren Moon.
Was your high school named after the guy, or was it named after the musical?
It was named after the
musical. Lin-Manuel Miranda. Mm-hmm.
It was Lin-Manuel Miranda presents Alexander Hamilton High School in Los Angeles, California. Not Hamilton, Arizona.
Yeah, but that's hey, if you haven't seen it, it's a spectacle.
Thanks for coming on
Thanks
the show, Casey.
On.
Is
Thanks
there anything you want to plug? Live shows, stuff on the web, accounts?
I got some stuff on the web. Yeah, you can always look me up, Casey Fay, on any social medias that I feel like I have enough followers to stay on and not be embarrassing. I'll stay on those. And then Holy Shit Improv is a show I do that you can watch anywhere in the world. We put them online. We film them. We do them here in LA, and we tour as well, but we put them all up on our Patreon. So for $10 a month, you can see every show we've ever done. There's like over 90-some That's shows sick. Right now. So check that out, and yeah, that's the stuff I mainly do.
Great. All right, we'll be back next week with Mr. Kevin Bartelt.
Yeah, Mr.
He'll still be a Mr.
Right
now
his name is Lil Kevin Bartelt, but
Kevin
next week
will
he'll be
man.
Mr. Kevin Bartelt. I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.